Alright guys, welcome to another episode of The Shredderman Show. I'm here with my co-host, Claire Parker.
Hi.
For today, for the entire 60 minutes, we have Gene Getman, or if you're into nicknames, Mean Gene. We also have a special guest today, Jerry Lawley. And it's
going to
get crazy. Let's jump right into it.
The following show is not politically correct. Welcome to The Shredderman Show.
So, if you put enough effort into not banging people with AIDS, you probably won't get AIDS.
Yeah. Which leads me to my sex story.
Yeah. Let's jump into it now. Yeah, go ahead.
I have an interesting one. It's not a big story, but... the first girl I had sex with, the girl I lost my virginity to, she was...
How old were you?
I was 16 and she was 15.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice.
Like when
you're... How old were you, nice. Jerry Lawley?
Late. Like 20. I'm 23, so yeah, whatever.
You're 23?
He's 23 now.
I'm 23 now, yeah. But I was, yeah, 20.
Okay.
How old was she?
I don't know.
Well, that could be a problem.
She came from Boston, and she
came from Boston, enough said.
You know, everybody in Boston is of age. It's a fact.
They're all of age.
Sorry,
okay, do your story.
Well,
you're 16, she's 15, what is she, white?
She was Puerto Rican and German.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was
interesting. It was an interesting combination.
I had no
what
idea.
What does that look like?
It looks good. She had like...
It looks good.
She was like... pale skin, but freckles, like
ooh,
little cute freckles.
Like you were just scratching
yourself.
She had
black hair.
Like cute freckles, not him. Yeah.
Yeah, like cute German.
She was tan skinned or no?
No, like really white, but black hair and freckles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just cute.
Fucking love interracial
yeah.
Shit.
But I have no idea why she was interested in me because I was such a fucking loser piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even like talk to her. I'm just gonna lie. I'm
yeah, Jerry just talks shit in the background. It's fun.
Yeah.
Let her
yeah.
run.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't even talk to her. She did all the work. She approached me and she fucking literally did everything.
She says that you're good. Well, don't lowball yourself. You're a decent looking guy.
Well, I didn't do anything. I had no game, right?
Okay.
But eventually.
Sometimes it's the best game, though, because then you're like.
Yeah, in a
it
way.
Seems like this interest, which is the most interesting thing
right.
to a girl.
You learn how to use it.
which
is what I've done. But eventually we got to the point where we were about to have sex, and she was like, I have to tell you something. I might have AIDS.
Oh my god.
What?
And I was
how
so...
How you might have AIDS though?
Exactly.
She said that somebody she had sex with got tested, and I don't remember if she said that he was for sure positive, but she may have said that. And she's like, I haven't gotten tested.
How do you not immediately get tested?
You know the thing about AIDS also, or HIV, is like,
what?
You could get tested and it's come up negative
yeah.
and still have it.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, it just hasn't manifested yet.
Yeah, it takes a while, like 6 months,
yeah.
6 to 8 months.
AIDS is a commitment.
So
it's like, if you have sex with a girl with AIDS now, it's not until she may or may not have a child that you even know you have AIDS. You know what I mean? It's the same.
But we didn't even get to the point of me saying, like she's like, hey, I might have AIDS. And I was like, well, how? You know, what happened? Shouldn't she get tested? She goes, I might have AIDS. I'm like, no, let's just fuck.
Wait, you didn't even dig deeper into it?
No. And I didn't even use a condom. I just fucked her. That's
so
how
you might have AIDS.
Well, I don't. I was 16.
You don't know.
I mean,
you haven't had a kid yet. She said you have to have a kid before you find out if you definitely have it. I want to know more about this girl. She's German. And
she's dead now.
What's her name?
She died of AIDS.
Damn.
No, I don't know.
You had sex with her?
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
What was going on in your head while you were having sex with her? Is this the first girl you ever had sex with?
Yeah, it's the
you
first
were just
girl.
Excited.
So, yeah, so I, as soon as she told me that, I immediately forgot about it and I was like, this is fucking great. But it was the weirdest sex, too. I had like the weirdest experience because
why?
I was pretty drunk at the time already.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I discounted the whole AIDS thing
yeah,
so quickly.
That makes sense.
So she told you and then you had sex with her later that night?
But no, immediately after.
Okay.
You're a good egg.
No, because if you wait, then it gets in your head, you start
yeah,
thinking
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So we had sex and like I was drunk and like I was pretty nervous. I couldn't even like really get a good boner. I only fucked her for a little bit and I couldn't
yeah.
even like keep it up. That's how like nervous I was. But then we did end up having.
Yeah, part
sex.
Of you was probably like
thinking
nervous.
About the AIDS.
Yeah.
No, didn't.
I mean, maybe a little part.
No, I just wanted to like be.
No
good.
Part of you was like this chick has fucking AIDS and I'm fucking her wrong.
Oh, AIDS, no scare.
Good God, man. All right, so then what?
But then we were having. I was like fingering her.
get paper cut.
I got AIDS on my, yeah.
It doesn't get into your bloodstream.
Yeah, yeah. Into my thing.
It doesn't get into your bloodstream?
It just has to get into your bloodstream.
Well, yeah, I actually dipped my hand in alcohol to make sure I didn't have any cuts or anything first.
Good
no,
yeah.
No, but then when I was fixed, she ended up being a squirter.
Ooh.
And she like
Ooh,
squirted.
That is the worst type of AIDS.
That's
good. Just projectiles fucking everywhere.
Just her from a paper cut. That's what you do.
Onto your entire apartment, like your mom. Oh, that's just fucking like pussy juice on the walls and shit.
Entire apartment.
My cat has AIDS. Your cat
has AIDS.
Just licking the mattress.
That's how the AIDS epidemic started, I think. Squirting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So keep going.
Yeah, so she was a squirter.
I'm sorry, I know you're a feminist. I didn't mean to say that women started.
No. I was just like, I was actually thinking about, like, you know, like, during the civil rights, and they were, like, just using hoses to, like, keep back, like, that was the image I had in my head of just, like, just mass attacking people with AIDS. Just squirting.
Alright, so what?
So I didn't know about squirting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So you freaked out?
So I just thought that she got really, really wet. I thought that's what getting wet was.
Yeah.
And so even despite that, I like still didn't care. I was like, well, I guess she has AIDS.
Did you think that was a condition
she
of AIDS?
Shots, she shoots.
You
fell apart.
I thought that's what sex was.
Did you think that was a condition of AIDS?
No.
No? That's about to be my first go-to. If
I already
not having it. Sex, like...
I had already forgotten
she definitely
about
has
Is it incredible how easy you were to sweep that another rug?
That is very incredible that you just moved right past it. I don't even know how to process that right now.
Yeah, and I
don't know if I look higher up on you now or like...
Dude, to be honest, like, I'm not even sure that that happened.
that you ever met a girl or are you fucking...
No. I know that she was there, but
is she
like,
real? Do we know that she's real?
I'm almost 100% sure she was real.
Yeah.
but
the AIDS thing, I just know it to be like a fact of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like something that I know.
Do you tell women you have sex with now that you might have AIDS?
Well, I definitely don't have AIDS.
I mean, it's been like 8 years. You would have developed a symptom.
Yeah, I don't have AIDS.
That's what I said on a podcast.
I don't know.